Amen. Well, I want to welcome everyone that's here tonight and those that are logging on. I'm here with Pastor Sam, Pastor Kurt, myself, and Tim, Pastor Tim. And we are at our round table square discussion. And we're going to continue to move forward with the flow that we've been sharing for 2018 about building that house, you know, the tabernacle that God is looking for his presence to dwell in. And I believe, you know, the way things are happening in the world, we're really going to need his presence. And it's very important because as evil is being poured out, not only is evil being poured out, but it's influencing the world around us and causing people to do things that they don't want to do, and they're doing it. And it's not the people, but it's the spirits. Yep. And Sam was just talking about the wickedness, and the wickedness of is the powers of the soul, and you know that, and that's what we were born in. And this soulish realm is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and it's not only manifesting itself in a more of a devious, wicked way, but it's also starting out young, too. I mean, yeah. You see the generations are getting, like, snottier and uglier and more wicked.
Yeah, even the killings in schools and stuff like that with kids going into
shootings again.
Shootings, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's even influencing government.
We'll just all have to speak super loud.
It's even influencing the government and how governments are, like, being swayed as far as making decisions for society purposes.
Yep. And their thinking's warped.
It is.
And it's all because of the spiritual world. Yep. We just got John joining us today. This is John Stanchek, and he's joining us, and I'm glad that you decided to join us.
Well,
amen.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we'll kind of scoot around a little bit. So
I'm good.
You know, the most important thing for us to really grab hold of is the supernatural. And I think 2018, we're going to really begin to elaborate how important it is to start looking through the eyes of the supernatural rather than the eyes of the natural. If someone comes against us, it's not that person coming against us. It's a power.
Yes.
It's a principality. It's a wickedness. And we have to be able to discern what it is. Is this a wickedness? Oh, this is a soulish, wicked thing coming against me. This isn't that person or this person.
Correct.
Or that person. This is a soulish, wicked thing, and we got to find the root of it and try to divert it or heal it or find some way to cast it out.
Yeah, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's what Jesus said when he had the eyes to see the spirit. If he didn't have the eyes to see the supernatural, then he would have
offended.
Got it.
Personal.
Right.
Everything would have been personal.
Yep. And taking it all on himself.
Well, that's the only way you can do it. That's such a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if we talk about anything, it's training people what that really means. Forgive them for they know not what they do.
If we can train them to have eyes to see in the supernatural. If you don't have eyes to see in the supernatural, you're always going to take it personal. You're always going to feel as though it's that person attacking you and you did something wrong.
Yeah,
but
then you feel like you deserve the cross. You don't deserve, that's the whole thing. And then you feel like it's justified and you take it and you go on. Like Jesus said, there's nothing he did wrong. The cross anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Well, for one, we should be in that place of knowing who we are.
Correct.
So we're not carrying any guilt or shame. You know, I look at each and every one of us and where our hearts are. We didn't do anything wrong.
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So if anything comes against us, then knowing who we are, it's not they're coming against us. They're coming against the light that's within us.
Right.
You see?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
We took on a form.
Yep.
And that form was us changing the way we were thinking and got us into this divine nature where the soul or the wicked powers of the supernatural don't like. So anywhere where we go, they're going to manifest. Well, let's take it even further. You know, knowing the truth sets us free. So if you have eyes to see the supernatural, then you'll be able to see the wickedness. Knowing the truth, you're not going to take it personal.
Right.
You're going to be able to have that heart and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And maybe have more compassion and some mercy and be able to hear their cries. But there's a time and a place for that, because most of the time in the beginning, they're not going to be able to handle it. I've seen people where you might have to cut off because of the wickedness. And it might take 15 years, 20 years before that person comes around and realizes that what they've done, or the accusations, or what caused their wickedness to manifest against you was wrong. And they're able to receive a conversation or a restoration or some kind of healing between the relationship. I know that in my own life. I could count off 10 people right off the bat where, you know, because of the light, they scream, you know, accusations come against you, and you just have to cut them off. And it's because of the wickedness.
You know, when you say don't take it personal, and when we do, it's the soul within us that's taking it personal.
That's it, because misery loves company.
That's right.
So the wickedness, see, I really want our followers to understand where we're going here. We are taking life and changing the way we see life. The way we saw life was natural. I saw you, I saw them, I saw this, I saw them. But now we're not seeing them. We're not seeing you, this. We're seeing the light or the dark, you know, we're seeing the supernatural of the powers and the wickedness and the principalities that are out there, so that we can live in that peace and joy and righteousness place. In order to come to that, first of all, we have to establish righteousness. Not our righteousness, working good deeds and stuff like that, but the righteousness of God. And we're bringing that across. What does God want to see in us as far as righteousness? We know the convictions on our heart and following those convictions in the eyes of God through whether we conquer it and we subdue fear and worry. We abide the convictions and we live with those convictions. Like, you have a conviction. I have a conviction. You have a conviction. We all have a conviction. Sometimes fear and worry causes us not to walk that conviction.
That's what sin is.
Exactly right. That's where we fall into the sin, which is not the righteousness of God.
Right.
But when we subdue the fear and the worries and the anxieties, and we say, okay, God, I'm going to walk with you, and we go through it with God and obey those convictions and not fall under any peer pressure or anything like that, then what transpires is now we're in the righteousness of God. This is important for all of our listeners to know, so that we know in our hearts when we move forward, we're cleansed. We didn't do anything wrong. You see? The worst thing that we ever want to happen to any one of us is to be covered in a guilt and a shame as if we did something wrong.
That's what I was saying earlier. That's exactly what I'm saying earlier. You can't be holding yourself guilty.
No.
There is no guilt to hold yourself under, because then you feel like you deserve what's happening to you. And it makes it 20 times worse. You deserved it. You never come out of it because you deserved it.
Yep.
You'll never come out. I'm an alcoholic. You know, like, those guys never stop. They never, ever come out of it. Same.
Jesus gave us a great example of how not to get offended. When he stood before Pontius Pilate and he recognized that he was in authority, he said, look, you don't have any power over me unless my Father in heaven gives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it as, look, if you're coming against me, then it's God.
Mm-hmm.
If you're for me, then it's God.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked deeply in the spirit and saw past everything else and weeded that other stuff
out. Yeah,
because he didn't get offended. He was never offended for the will of God in his life.
Yep.
Just like when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, and he said, not my will, but your will be done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know? So he looked past everything and said, okay, God, if this is the way it's supposed to be, then I know you're directing it, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. I'm not going to get offended by the situation or the circumstance or the outcome.
And that happens by, I want to say, exercising
in a reflection.
Yeah.
Our thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Kurt said earlier, and he used his example of someone who he knows, letting these thoughts come into his mind and alter some of the decisions that he might want to make or causing a troubled heart. Hmm. But all in all, to recognize, and that's what Pastor Kurt said to him, listen, you got to recognize your thoughts because there are powers that are coming in from the outside. Yeah. Wickedness is intertwined with principalities and powers. And they bring in these thoughts. Like, where did they come from, you know? And those thoughts we entertain.
Yep.
And 99.9% isn't really what's happening.
That's right.
When those thoughts come. Or the outcome.
It's like Kurt said, the worst case scenario, our imagination goes to the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario all the time.
That's right.
Yep. You know, it's no different than when you receive a letter in the mail. You know,
life's going to end.
Oh, and the ones I love are those ones that they don't tell you who the sender is, but it's that pink slip that they leave. Oh, you got three envelopes at the mailbox you got to go pick up at the post office. And right away you look at it and you don't even know where the sender is. And it's like, oh, great.
Or you're assuming the worst.
Yeah. Right away you got these imaginations flowing. Yeah. You know, when it's like you understand the powers of what Tim said, where Jesus said, you don't have any power over me unless my Father in heaven. So right there, he knew that God was directing his future and ordaining his path.
Right.
And he gave his life to God and casted the worries and the fears down. This is the supernatural.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. We need to understand the supernatural so that our hearts can be established and be like a pillar. So that we're not shaken and wavered and having all this drama or dramatic, you know, emotions run wild, and we're a hot mess.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up. In fact, I encountered this today. I was speaking to an individual, and we were speaking back and forth, and I said something that wouldn't normally offend anybody, and the guy took an offense, and he completely shut down and didn't want to talk to me. And at first I was like guilt and shame and stuff started coming on me because I saw the guy taking offense. And I said, wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong here. We were just having a conversation, and I just brought up a little bit of truth to him, and he just completely shut down and took offense. So in essence, you can't bring guilt and shame on yourself if you say something or somebody takes it a certain way and they get offended by it. I mean, because even they said even Jesus would say stuff and people would get offended, but he didn't carry any sin. They took it as sin. They took it as an offense, you know, the circumstance or whatever
Saul,
he said. Yeah.
Saul took the offense.
There you go.
And that's why it's important to come out of that soul, come out of that wickedness. Identify, first of all, that we were born in this nature that is ultimately out to destroy us. You know, we're fighting every day to try to make something out of our life. Think about it. Every day we're fighting, trying to survive and make something out of our life.
Right.
The reality is what we're fighting is the soul.
That's right. Yeah.
We're fighting the wickedness and the soul because it automatically starts telling you it'll never work.
Right.
Or you're gonna run out of money. Or if you don't do this, it's never gonna happen.
Yep. Exactly.
When you're saying that, what keeps on coming to me. When all those thoughts come in and panic comes in, you're not going to make the right decision.
No.
Heaven can't speak to you. God can't speak to you. You're gonna, I guarantee it, 10 out of 10 times you're gonna make the bad, you're gonna make the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that you're really gonna hear, if you wanna hear from God, you wanna hear from heaven, there better be peace in your life. Accept the circumstances, come to that place of peace, and then you'll, that small voice will come into your heart and give you direction.
Mm-hmm.
And especially today, and it's a tough, and it's not easy. I get
no,
it. I get it.
Easy.
But when you surrender yourself, it is easy.
Yeah.
But that's where the place we have to come to is a surrender. And that's what I was trying to, I talked to that individual today, what Pastor Jim was talking about earlier. I was like, you got to stop. You just got to rest. Don't worry about it. You're making all these accusations up in your head and nothing's even happened yet.
Yeah, and they're creating it.
They're creating misery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now all of a sudden, there you go. You got sleepless nights. No, let it go. Know that God's in control. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, it's definitely not what you're thinking.
That's the
true.
Foundation
true.
Of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the foundation. Well, those thoughts exalt themselves over the knowledge of God.
That's it.
I mean, and you can cut it off right at the root right there.
Well, yep. Paul was even saying back when Paul was in his growth, it's not me, it's the sin that lies within me, because he mm-hmm. just couldn't stop. But he had to settle himself down. He had to settle his mind down. And he, like you were saying, it's cast it down. You got to. It's a practice. Your muscle memory, right?
Yeah.
And it really is. You have to settle yourself down, and it takes work.
And if we can exercise, see, I believe this is where it means work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
We need to exercise an awareness when these thoughts come into our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where it begins to trouble our head, it begins to cause us to worry, begins to cause us to fear or have anxiety or depression. We got to catch it.
That's right. Yeah.
And we have to begin to see it and say, whoa,
from God.
Exactly right. This is the wickedness that I was born in that it ultimately is trying to destroy my life.
It's called meditating. And what you're meditating on is every thought that comes into your mind, whether it's the soul or the spirit. That was the whole goal of Jesus back in the day. He showed them their soul. That's why he hated them. He kept manifesting, kept showing them their souls. And they kept fighting to show them their soul. That's what we do. We show people their soul. They don't like it. They don't want to see their soul.
No, but they don't want to see it.
Because the soul is contrary to the spirit. Mm-hmm. And what's causing their problems is the soul. Mm-hmm. And when you tell them that, they don't want to hear it. No, it's not that. It's this. No, it's this. It's your soul. No, it's that. No, it's your soul. The whole 100% problem.
Peter said, don't go to Jerusalem.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah, get behind me, Satan, which really is the wickedness of who we are.
Correct.
Yep. You know, moving forward, every day we wake up and we try to survive. We try to do what's best, and we tend to fight. Believe it or not, we're fighting with ourselves.
That's the battle.
We're fighting with ourselves constantly, when if we could just give this battle to the higher power, our creator, God, you see? If we could just turn this battle over and stop fighting with ourselves,
right.
You see?
Yep.
We're going to live so much freer, because tomorrow is going to manifest itself. Whatever is ordained for tomorrow,
it's going to stop it.
No, it's coming. It's coming, and what you're going to do is coming too. It's just a matter of how you're going to handle it when it comes. I don't think anything has changed. I think what changes is the way we
handle it.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Peace or with disturbance.
Yeah.
This is the knowledge. If you don't have this knowledge, you're going to be entertaining all kinds of different scenarios.
That you open a door for like the powers and principalities to come in and really start destroying you.
Like Paul said, this is what you said earlier. Why do I do what I don't want to do? You have no control. There's no control anymore. It's just you're just tossed to and fro with everyone in the doctor. Mm-hmm. You're just everywhere.
Yeah. You know, individuals who are operating in the full strength of their wickedness can really manifest very immaturely. They have no peace. They're not calm. They're just erratical, very dramatic. Bah!
Easily offended.
Yep. If you took all what we just said Isn't that what we see out in the world today?
Constantly.
Exactly right.
Constantly.
That's why I believe we're living in days while we're raised up to bring this message of the supernatural and how it's so important for the people to understand beyond the natural. If you don't know the supernatural, you cannot live free.
True. That's right.
You can't. The individuals out there that are a hot mess, that are so easily offended, that feel that they're entitled, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's a principality right now.
Which is the next generation, believe it or not. Most of them are like that.
They're living within full manifestation of the soul.
That's exactly right.
Full manifestation of wickedness.
100%.
Out of control.
You know, there's a scripture verse in the Bible. It says, the kingdom of God is suffering violence, and the violence is taking it by force. That's what's happening right now. The kingdom of God, which is what we're talking about, the supernatural, the righteousness, the peace and joy.
Inside of you.
Yes. Is
suffering.
Is suffering.
It really is.
It's suffering.
Yep.
There is no more righteousness. Everyone's running around with guilt and shame and condemnation.
Yep.
They're all offended. There's no joy and there's no peace.
Right. No truth.
None. That's the kingdom of God. And it's suffering. And the violence is taking it by force.
Yep. The powers, principalities are creating wickedness in you to take that joy and that peace and that kingdom from you.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you really look at today and the timing of today, the age that we're living in, the violence and wickedness is, I would say, fully destroying the kingdom of God right now.
Yep.
You're dealing with zombies with no awareness whatsoever.
None. The apocalypse right now.
Right. There's no awareness. You can give them truth, but they'll spit right in your face, and they'll laugh right at you. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
Yep.
It's really bad.
You know what's interesting? And I just got this when you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
If we can overcome the wickedness and eventually the powers and principalities, like if we start really manifesting the kingdom, God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth in us. Right now, on this earth, we're going to have a new kingdom of heaven and earth, if we can overcome that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gonna reign in us if we grab hold of what we're speaking of on the night.
And I believe that's what our job is.
Yeah.
To bring an awareness, because he says, my children suffer and are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And we are to bring this knowledge to the world because those that are manifesting like that out there have no clue why they're bound and why they're acting the way they're acting.
Right.
Why they're thinking the way they're thinking. They're justifying it in their righteousness by perverting their thoughts and saying that they're doing good.
Yep.
Have you ever seen any of them out there and you talk to them and they justify it by what they're doing?
Yep, every time.
And they say that they're saving the world.
Yep.
Let's just say they're saving the world.
Yep.
The world is dying and I have to save it.
Yeah.
You know, when you have an individual who thinks they're saving the world, one individual who thinks they're saving the world,
it's over.
They're operating fully in that soul wickedness.
Yep.
If
the world is going to work itself out. You see?
Work on your own salvation.
Exactly right.
Don't even worry about the world, what the world's
There's
doing.
A whole group of people that think that way.
Yes, there is.
That's full wickedness.
Yeah.
Full wickedness never looks at saving themselves.
That's right.
Correct. correct.
Full wickedness always tries to justify in righteousness by doing good deeds and saving it something
lives,
else.
It lives on the outside. There's no inner. There's no inner life at all.
Right.
It's all the life's on the outside.
Yes.
Everything's not. There's nothing. No inner anything. There's nothing inside at all.
Well, there's no self-reflection.
There's a side.
They don't reflect on self. They want to say, hey, you know what? I need to change on this.
They're not
grabbing a hold of anything.
They want. Right. They want glory.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. See,
they want the glory.
Right. Self, the wickedness,
yes.
Okay, will never look at self.
Never.
In the sense of fixing them to become more righteous in the eyes of God.
Right.
They don't look at themselves as a sinner.
Correct.
Wickedness doesn't look at themselves as doing something wrong. Wickedness looks at everyone else is doing wrong, not them.
Well, that's what the Bible calls piety. It's like a pious attitude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Where you put yourself above.
Well, no. It's like you said in your message earlier. You said that wickedness is the awareness of the soul's thinking and whatever it's doing. That's the awareness of the soul. 100% wickedness is the soul. And that's all they know. There is no spiritual life at all.
Well, the soul will never accept repentance.
Correct.
Correct. It's always detracting
it's
away from it.
It's never an inner reflection.
Correct.
Right.
Never.
It's pushing away to the outside.
It's always pointing the finger.
Let's put it this way.
Yep.
Wickedness is darkness.
Yep. Yep.
Darkness will never expose itself.
Yep. Correct.
It will always live in darkness.
Yep.
So if it's always hiding and lurking in darkness, they divert the attention
to someone else.
From themselves
to something else.
To something else.
Correct. Correct.
Absolutely.
And that's what's happening right now.
But it comes with makeup and a smile, and people, the world, think that it's a beautiful thing.
An angel of light.
No, it's dark. Right.
It's coming as an angel.
Yeah, it's fake news. Well, fake news.
Look at fake news in the world today. That's a soul right there. 100% Democrat soul.
Well, you don't go there, but.
I went there.
Well, We're going into a place where we have to realize that this wickedness is being poured out. And that's why I believe that God has, commanded his word to be brought out. You know, I share out there, we're not religious.
Nope.
No, we're just sent. You see, we're sent to bring a word, a message.
A message, yeah.
To say that wickedness is being poured out. And we better have eyes to see this in the supernatural and begin to start seeing this and then come to a place of casting our own wickedness down so that we can come into a divine nature and be empowered and live a peaceful, joyful, righteous life. Because for one, I guarantee those lives that are wicked, the wicked lives out there that are creating Save the World, and never looking within themselves, are rotting.
They're rotting.
Yeah. They're rotting inside. They put that facade on, like you were talking about, where they're happy.
Yeah.
They got an outward appearance of happiness and all that.
Joy.
But it's a facade, literally a facade. They're rotting inside. They're dying and rotting inside. That's why they're so angry.
Yep.
That's why they're so full of offenses. That's why they're screaming and yelling in the streets as if they deserve rights of some sort. And you ask them, what are you screaming about? Can you make some sense?
No, they can't.
No, I'm just out here screaming. Because I got...
Look at all the different all the different things that are screaming.
Right. But none of them make sense. None of them make sense.
They're all lies. Every single one of them.
And every one of them
they
is pointing the finger at something else, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And they've proven everything.
They're pointing everything at somebody else.
Because the root of this is wickedness wants to feel justified.
Correct.
So when after they get done, they can go home and feel good about what they did.
Right.
Oh, I feel good. I feel righteous. I'm a good person. When the reality is they know that they're not. Something's
wrong.
And
then a week later, they're back to their same old garbage inside.
Well, they're always rotting inside.
But you know what I'm saying, that depression will come back. You know what I mean? They may feel good for a time.
For a moment.
For a moment.
It's like taking a pill.
Right, exactly.
It's like taking a pill.
I also noticed that darkness always needs to be fed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Peace and joy don't. Yep. Peace and joy last forever. Darkness needs to be fed. And that's what they're doing. They're just feeding themselves. So, yeah, they have, they feel good for a moment. But that doesn't last because it's false. So then they have to go out and do it again to feed that.
If you look at the people who are humble, okay, they came to a place of humility. The true humbled individuals, they kind of stay to themselves. They really don't cause a havoc. They don't try to voice themselves. Right. They don't try to be seen. They're the ones that are coming out of wickedness. The ones that have to be seen and like
acknowledged and honored,
and honored, exactly right.
That's full of,
and create some kind of identity. So when they walk in the room, they have a label on them. Oh, that's so and so. That's so and so. And
that's how great they are.
Yeah.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah, they're manifesting it in a pure soulish, wicked realm.
Yeah,
and they need to be able to come out of that realm. Moving forward in today, because it's just outpouring more and more and more. It's just it's pouring out more, and I hope and pray that in 2018, this message will make a difference. That's all we can hope for.
Right.
It's like leading a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what we've been trugging along the whole time here, but. You know, I think having us being able to know truly brings a peace and a joy, because you know as well as I do, those out there manifesting wickedness, like John, you just came into a circumstance not too long ago. I hope that you know enough now to be free from guilt and shame and have a peace in your heart. And let it go. And then just let them, watch them just rot. You see? They're just going to rot. Everyone is going to rot when those who have the truth are just going to fall more and more in peace. They're just going to continue to keep embracing peace more and more and live that life. I know with me, I can't tell you how grateful I am having so much peace and joy in my life. You know, I tell my kids know, right? I'm just full of joy. It's nice, because then you don't have to worry and fear and have anxiety. Like, look at all the attacks that we come under all day long. Mm-hmm. The best thing we can do is change the way we're thinking and constantly exercise that thought when these things come in. Just cast them down. Cast down every imagination that comes in. These are powers and these are principalities that enter into our mind. That's the only place they can come.
Correct.
Yep. All forces of darkness and also light forces too, but the majority of the ones that we're embracing
are dark.
Is dark.
Yep.
And they come right into the mind. And then what we do with it is what we need to do. We feed them.
Yep. You can't feed it, you got to starve it.
Nope. We got to, like, say to ourselves or say to that person, why are you thinking that way? Why are you thinking that way? Why are you creating these thoughts that you don't even know if they're going to happen or not? You know, I can remember back in the day where, oh my God, I had a scenario for every situation. Like, if I had to face Mrs. Jones, let's say, and Mrs. Jones has a problem with the job or something.
You had five arguments in your head already.
The
outcome was already there.
Yeah, I got all the solutions.
You were like that. You were crazy.
And not one of them.
You were materialized.
No!
If he says this, you used to say to me, if he says, I'm going to say this. If he says, you used to have it all in your head. I'm like, what are
you doing? Yep. And if it goes this way, we're going to go this way. If it goes that way, we're going to go that way. So this way, we're prepared. All right, we're prepared now.
Right.
And then you get there, it was not one.
None of them.
Not one.
Not one scenario.
We talked about this principle years ago. I mean, you know, this is 10 years I'm here.
10 years, John, huh? Wow, we need an anniversary for you.
10 years. We're not a big cake for
it. Yeah, 10 year anniversary.
You got to pump out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about this years ago. You know, again, this is one of the foundations of this ministry. You know, when those thoughts come into your mind, you cast them down. It's not from God.
Not.
5 years ago, 3 years ago, we talk about this all the time. It's funny how it comes up now.
Well, knowing the knowledge, right, and exercising to be aware of it, rather than having 10, 15 scenarios, you have none.
Right. None.
And then you go there just to find out what the deal is. And then you handle it right then and there. And 99.9%, it's not all that bad.
And who's in control anyway? Not you.
Exactly right.
And if he, you know, he says in the Bible too that, you know, don't worry about what you're going to say or do. I'll tell you what to say or do when you get there.
Exactly right. And that's losing a life to gain a life. And we got to lose a life. And the life that we're losing is that wicked soul. The power of the wicked soul. We lose it, and then we end up gaining it. And then we continue to go on.
Well, you know, just to not make another point, too, there's two different types of righteousness. There's the righteousness of God and the righteousness of soul.
Mm-hmm.
And they're total opposite. Because one draws righteousness of self, which is the soul, because it wants all the accolades, wants all the glory, you know. Righteousness of God is just the humility. It's, you know what, God, so be it. Whatever your will is,
it's like
I accept it.
A grateful heart.
Grateful heart, exactly. Yeah. So there's a big difference between the two.
Huge.
You know.
And to be honest with you, you can recognize it right off the bat.
Right.
When you have someone boasting or, let's say, creating issues.
Yes. Yep.
You know, here's a perfect one. Climate control. When we don't even really know the truth about climate control, really. Does anybody understand the truth
climate
of climate
change? You mean?
Yeah. Climate change.
Climate change.
Yeah.
You mean they got buried by all that snow?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, their explanation now, there's a difference between weather and climate change.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
they're always going to divert. That's the soul. They're going to divert so that they're right.
Exactly right. Now you're beginning to see.
Yep. Diversion is good in the soul.
Yeah. They had some way to divert.
The wiggle.
Well, you know, you look at, you know, based on a lot of things that we're talking about right now, you look at the world, and they're always looking for praise from men.
Always.
Always.
Justification, righteousness.
They want praise from men.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they're looking for love. They've never encountered true love. Which is true love with God. So they're all out there looking for love, and it's a self love. It's a self innate love.
Love of the soul.
You know, I watched a movie the other night about Tonya Harding. She was a skater, figure skater, famous in the Olympics.
There's a classic example.
But here's the thing: when she was even 4 years old, her mother abused her. She was looking for love from her mother because she was a single parent. Never received love. Never said a good word to her the whole time she grew up. And it caused her to take offenses and offenses and offenses. And it caused her to go in a realm that she should have never been down. You know? And that's where the whole world's at. Everyone's looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call that narcissism nowadays. and it's basically their...
Because it's self-love.
They're looking at protection at all costs of themselves.
Right.
Mm.
Because they never received love.
Yeah, they never received true love. But, you know, this message will help you to receive true love from God. Because you're letting go. You're just letting go. How many people out there can really say they've let go of their life?
Not many.
And accepted the circumstances that are dealt every day.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people can say that.
Mm-hmm. And letting go is truly trusting God.
Yeah.
That's letting go. I mean, you just...
But not many people are finding that.
No, because remember, the soul expects, the soul demands, the soul is entitled. It eats, it eats, it eats, and never is full, where the spirit is satisfied and content. The difference, the spirit just sits back and waits on God. The soul goes out and makes its own path and devours everything in its way. Totally different.
And wearies you. Tires you out.
Kills you.
Yep. And we're worn out.
It drags you behind.
They can never trust God when they're in soul, because the soul can't trust God.
No.
It has to trust itself.
You know?
It's self-reliant because it doesn't know how to trust
or
anything.
Other people or their job or money or alcohol. It trusts in everything but God.
Yep.
It'll trust in everything on the outside but God. That's what the soul does.
But it keeps wanting to trust because it's looking for the provision, like you said, in money.
Yes.
Okay? Because there's a fear and a worry that they're not going to be provided for.
Yeah, so it's looking
because
for
they
quick
don't
fix.
Have a true love.
It's looking for a drug. It's looking for a drug hit. It's looking for a quick fix, and then moves on to the next one.
Right. You're or right. Just even a provision.
Yeah.
You know, like how many people out there are dying inside because they're like, okay, they just banked $20,000, but that's not enough because I don't know if that's going to sustain me for X amount of months. You know, and there's a worry and a fear still there. You know. Because they're not giving it to God.
Gotta
they're not trusting God.
Yep.
Well, they even show it, like even in commercials and TV, you'll see, like there's a commercial that came to me about retirement. Oh, is this much? There's all these couples walking on this board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And look at the pressure that they're putting on individuals and how many people take that and are like, oh my God, I'm not going to have enough to retire. Well, who knows if you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Live it up.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're saying about letting go and releasing it and not taking it, we're not saying to give up your job or anything like that. Live your life, but live it in God.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. You want to, if you have a job, you want to, God gave you that job, go out and work that job like you're working, like you should be. Thank you, Lord, and work the hardest you can at that job. I'm not saying working 900 hours a week because that's no good either. Tried that, doesn't work.
Right.
No, but that, you know, that's a true gift.
Yeah.
And just know that, and if you can start there and just know that everything's from God and being thankful, and that's what we were really talking about on Sunday too, being thankful and grateful for everything. That we have, and start with your fingers and your toes, and whatever situation you're in out there, trust me, God's going to show you somebody that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's worse than you, and He's just telling you, you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you this as a test,
mm-hmm.
you know, and trust Him, because everything when you, it's unreal when you release it to God what He does for you. The miracles are, everybody's life is a miracle if you let God in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the miracles every day.
You can experience peace beyond understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You'll experience peace in a storm. You'll experience peace, and you know, in a storm, and that's a miracle right there. Where there's no peace and joy, you get it.
God's waiting on us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's a patient God. He's waiting on us, and He'll allow the circumstance to keep manifesting over and over until we let go of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, truly in our hearts, not in our mind, but in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. And also to see the importance of changing, seeing through different eyes, being aware of the life that was given to us in birth, because we were born in it, that life is ultimately out to destroy us, and to get away from that life, and understand and know the tools of how to leave the soul, how to leave the wickedness, how to walk away from that life and enter into the divine life.
Yeah.
I think this is where, you know, deep in my heart, the direction the world needs to understand. Almost like, well, why do I need God? Well, you don't need God, but what you do need to do is get out of the wickedness. Because the wickedness is just destroying your life. Get out of the wickedness.
Start there first.
Realizing that wickedness is only going to torment you the rest of your life, causing you to worry, fear, anxiety, making you sick. When you're searching for joy and searching for peace and searching for righteousness, you're going to try to justify yourself for the rest of your life finding righteousness. You're never going to let go. You're never going to find peace. You're never going to find joy because you're living in this wickedness. Once you realize that and you come out of wickedness, you're going to find God, because next thing you know, out of your lips, you're going to be like, praise God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I mean it. It's not just a saying. You mean it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so, once you experience gratefulness, you experience God.
Exactly right.
I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Exactly right. So even to try to tell the world out there today in this age, God.
They've never experienced it.
We're taking that off the table. You see, it's like, you got to understand that you're born in a power and a principality of wickedness, that no matter how much you try to search for righteousness, you're going to justify it for the rest of your life and never find righteousness. And as much as you try to find joy and peace, you're just going to find it in an hour or two at the bar, or maybe an hour or two or whatever with a pill, and you'll never have joy and peace.
Yep.
Never.
You know, 9 times out of 10, you could talk to somebody and ask them, hey, do you have a relationship with God? And the first thing they'll say is, no, I tried religion. Because they associate God with religion and all those traditions and things that they
associate. And that's sad. That's very sad.
It is sad.
That's very sad.
You know, that's why you're saying, you can't talk to him really about God, but you can talk about this, about coming out of soul and how soul has clamped you down
yes.
in your life and it's caused you to be depressed.
In this age.
Yes.
In this age. It's almost like, you know how during the ages, Moses changed the commandments and brought in blood sacrifices, and then Jesus came and took away the blood sacrifices. I believe we're at a new age now where it's like, it's almost like we're not even, you know, proclaiming God in a way. This age needs to understand wickedness. It needs to understand the soul and wickedness of how it's destroying their lives. And they're searching for something, and they don't know how to obtain it because they don't know that they're living in wickedness, and that's what's stealing it.
Hello.
Yeah. There you go.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They are being deceived.
See, but that's,
and you got good people.
Yeah.
Being deceived.
Being deceived and being destroyed.
Yep.
And they don't know.
And that's why you have to look. When you get this, there's more of a compassion and a mercy because you've walked in it.
Yeah.
You've walked in it. You've walked in it. You've walked in it. I've walked in it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there, done that. We've been through it. We were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and God threw his mercy on us to open our eyes up and teach us. And we just want to share that. But it's not a mercy. It's a mercy and a compassion on individuals, and knowing that it's a spirit around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come out of it. We came out of it. You can come out of it. Trust us.
Exactly.
You can come out of it.
There's a point when I believe you were so far deep into it that you can't come out of it.
I see it. We talked about that.
And that's where I think we're at the brink of it right now.
Yeah.
We are at
that.
The threshold where God turns them all over to a debased mind.
Yep.
And then
there's a lot of that going on.
Yep. It's almost like
we are on the pinnacle.
Yeah. We are
with that stuff. Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is the voice crying in the wilderness, repent. It's the time to repent.
Yep, exactly right. And with that being said, we ran out of time. So I want to thank all of our listeners for logging on and listening. You know, stay tuned. We really appreciate your support. If you want to log on and hit the PayPal button through our website, we really appreciate it. It keeps us going. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Hasta la vista.
See you next Wednesday. Yeah, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Yeah.